All right, Mahler, Louisville. Hold on, give me a second. Come on, you. Right, here we go. Hello, Louisville! I said earlier, if any of you guys know Muhammad Ali, tell him we said hey. Maybe he's here tonight. That would be cool. Anyway, it's been a long time since we played here, and I want to say what a fucking wonderful welcome it is to come back and play this beautiful festival here by the river. I hope that this festival can go on for another 100 years, and we'll try to play as many of them as we can. Thank you. Thank you! Alright, so, look, I'm going to scream something like, woo! And then I'm going to point the microphone at you, and you guys got to fucking scream, all right? So come on, come on. I know there's some of you just in the back smoking pot and drinking beer, but you've got to get into this. Come on.
Keeps feeling for me.
fucking bear was gonna come and get me. Come on, everybody.
I know a girl who reminds me of Cher.
She's always changing. Come on. The color of her hair. Come on. But she don't use nothing that you buy at the store. She likes her hair to be real. Thank you guys, thank you. How you doing, Stephen?
Good, thank you, Wayne.
How you guys doing tonight, huh? Come on, it's the last night of the festival. This is your last gasp of being a fucking freak. Come on, come on, come on. Right, before we go too much further, I do want to say lucky we are, in the span of just about a week, to play with the She and Him folks. They're great. They were fun. They have some good stories to tell backstage. And it's always wonderful to play with Spoon. We played with them a couple times this week. They're backstage smoking a lot of pot right now. And I suggest you should do the same. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to do it, get lit up for this song, all right? There you go. I can see it. Anyway, that side has got this side outnumbered with the pot smoking by a long shot, all right? This is the VIP section. That should be a lot of fucking pot right there. That's a lot, that should be a lot of pot smoking. But maybe you're going to do it later. That's okay. That's okay. Anyway, this song, we started playing it about 5 years ago. It was mostly out of frustration and anger with our previous president, George W. Bush. We did what all civilized Americans should do. Instead of taking to the streets, causing pain and violence, we wrote a song so that we could all sing this thing together and join as one, one common cause against, this is what all songs do, you join up against the things that you cannot control in your life, the things that you feel helpless against, and you sing songs. That's what you do, that's what songs do. And so when we would sing this while he was in office, we screamed it. Because we really are not gonna be violent, we really don't wanna hurt anybody, and this is a good way to vent that. So now we have Barack Obama. My plea to you is if we scream loudly in anger, we scream 20 times as loud in relief and joy. So come on, come on, let's see some joy. Come on, come on. Yeah.
You can walk on water, not with a message. What you do? If you could walk through the world, why you just stay on your back? What you do? And if you could take all the love without giving it back, what you do? And so we can't know ourselves, what we you want, because you can't know yourself.
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, you gotta really sing on this one. Come on, come on. With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, come on. What would you? The song is about when you have all those dreams, that is so good that when you wake up, you wish that you were living in the dream. But it's also about if you have a dream that is so horrible that when you wake up, you hope that that was just a dream. And sometimes I get caught not knowing which is the great dream and which is the horrible reality. But standing in front of you guys, I hope that this is not a fucking dream. Tell me this is not a dream. Tell me this is not a dream. Tell me this is not a dream. We'll be right back.
All right, thanks everybody.
Come on. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. This next song asks what seems like a silly question when it's just a man talking like this, but sometimes within a song, it's a real longing to know more meaning behind it. But I think this song asks the question, is to love just a waste? Is to give love a waste of your time? A waste of your energy, what is it worth? And that's just, it's the stupidest question ever. Of course, giving love is what we have our energy for. That's why we're alive. That's why we want to wake up every day. Come on, motherfuckers. But a lot of people want to be loved, but it is not up to you to be loved, but it is absolutely in your control to give love. And if you give love and never worry about being loved, if you give love, I guarantee, motherfucker, you will be the most loved person in the world. But it's not about being loved, it's giving love. So come on, let's give some love.
Come on. How can it matter?
Thanks, everybody. All right, thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Alright, so we are gonna do, it's not quite a sing-along, it's kind of like you are gonna make some noises. I'm gonna say something, maybe an animal, maybe a thing. You are gonna try your best, and as quickly as you can, to react, okay? Some of these come up pretty quick, so I want you to not be embarrassed about the choice you make. About making the noise, okay? So, Cliff here, Cliff's our drummer. Cliff is gonna show you how this is gonna work. All right? So, let's say if I sing, she said I could be a motorcycle.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
All right, see, I said motorcycle and he went.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Okay?
She said, I could be a breeze. He's being the breeze. I said, breeze, he's being the breeze. She said, I could be a bumblebee. He's buzzing around like a bee. Come on, come on, come on. Or I can be a sneeze. Okay, that's how we're gonna do it. I'm gonna say the word, you're gonna do something. Come on, motherfuckers, come on. She said, I can be a frog. I can be a bat. I can be a bear. Or I can be a cat. That's a nice cat. Come on, come on, come on, come on now. She said, I could be a lion. I can be a Gila monster. I can be a warrior Indian. I can be a helicopter. I like it when the arms go up. That's good too, yeah. I know. She said, I could be a wolf. I can be a finch. I can be a jaguar. Or locust on the branch. She said, I can be a monkey. I can be a tiger. I can be a tornado, knocking down the wire. Oh, it seems like she can be anything, any kind of creature she wants to be.
I know she.
Thanks, everybody. Come on, this is the end of the thing. Come on, we have a few more, come on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, everybody. All right, thanks everybody. Thank you.
I think Wayne's gonna play some gong on this one. This is for our good friend Bennett Breezer. This is called Pompeii Om Gata Damaram.
Oh,
Thanks, everybody. All right, come on, we only have time for a few more. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We vowed that we would play this very sad funeral melody every time that we played, or every time that we got the chance to, anyway. We vowed that we would play it till this war in Iraq would come to an end. And we thought that we would have long ago stopped playing this this little melody, but it seems like there are more and more wars starting all the time. And so, we know standing here with you guys to talk about peace and joy and harmony seems a little bit silly, because you guys are all gathered here together, and all day there's just been people having a good time, people cooperating, people putting up with each other, people, you know, doing that humanistic thing that is so perfect. And so we're gonna do this little piece, and it's about believing in peace, and it's about thinking about peace, and it's about living peace. And all you have to do to participate is to put your hand in the peace sign. And I want you to do it as intensely as you can, with the hopes that perhaps some cosmic super energy will shoot out of the end of our fucking fingertips and go up into the atmosphere, and it will be dispersed to all the places in the world that need this kind of atmosphere right now. Okay, so come on, let's push it and see what happens. Come on. Thank you. All right, come on, go crazy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful
Flaming lips! Flaming lips! Flaming lips! Flaming lips! Flaming lips! just lost the time to make the good things last. You either lost, stand up or die. It's just an illusion caused by the world. And instead of saying all of your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun don't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round. Do you realize that you have the most
I know you do.